This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado utility regulators are letting Xcel Energy raise natural gas prices. CPR Sam Brash reports the decision disappointed consumer groups.
Xcel Energy originally asked for an $188 million increase over 3 years. The Colorado Public Utilities Commission ended up allowing nearly $65 million, enough to raise gas bills by almost $3 per month. Consumer advocates say that might not sound like a lot, but it's pancaked on top of other increases due to winter storms and high commodity prices. The rate hike goes into effect next month. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A Colorado businessman is in New York for a retrial on charges that he cheated thousands of donors for a fund to build a wall along the southern U.S. border. Timothy Shea's first trial ended without a verdict. Jury selection in the second trial began Monday in federal court. Shea is from Castle Rock. He owns an energy drink company. He has denied accusations that he kept for himself donations that were meant to pay for the wall. The Build the Wall campaign raised about $25 million. Two others in the case have pleaded guilty. Denver's e-bike rebate program is paused for the rest of the year because of its popularity. The Denver City Council allocated $9 million to fund the program through next year, but it has succeeded beyond the city's expectations. People who already have rebate vouchers can still use them within 60 days of when they were issued. The program is expected to resume in early 2023. Candidates for Colorado governor and a U.S. Senate seat debate tonight in Grand Junction. CPR's politics team is moderating that debate, and you can listen live starting tonight at 6. The weather has snow in the mountains and rain along the Front Range in western Colorado tonight and tomorrow. In Denver, a high today of 61, Colorado Springs 64, Fort Collins 60. This is CPR News and KRCC.